Good evening. This is Akashwani Itanagar, the news read by Morgan Bagra. After being sworn in as Chief Minister for the third consecutive term, Pema Khandu signed the first file today approving release of the fund to the tune of Rs. 100 crore under the Chief Minister's Social Security Scheme, benefiting about 80,000 beneficiaries across the state. Signing the file, Khandu said that a scheme that benefits the vulnerable sections of the society should be continued without hindrance. Considering the fact that preparation of state budget has been delayed due to the general elections, it is necessary that the benefits under CMSSS reach the needy beneficiaries at the earliest, Khandu apprised. Along with him, 11 other cabinet ministers were also sworn in on the occasion, which was administered by the Governor of Arunachal Pradesh, Lieutenant General K.T. Parnaik. Prime Minister Sri Narendra Modi congratulated Sri Pema Khandu on taking oath as the Chief Minister of Arunachal Pradesh. PM also congratulated the other ministers who also took the oath. He wished them luck in their future endeavours of serving the people by ensuring even faster-paced development through a social media post today. Also, after the swearing-in ceremony, Chief Minister Pema Khandu interacted with the press fraternity, where he extended his gratitude to the press and stated that press, being the fourth pillar of a democratic nation, had incredibly played its role in the last general election in the state by reaching out to the people to exercise their fundamental rights. Chief Minister also extended his greetings to PMO and the Bharatiya Janata Party President J.P. Nadda and hopefully towards a creation of better and developed Arunachal Pradesh. Also, Khandu apprises that the newly formed cabinet ministers will soon plan on 100 days developmental work in the state, which will help in development and progress in the state. The Governor of Arunachal Pradesh, Lieutenant General K.T. Parnaik, extended his warm greetings to the people of the state on the occasion of World Blood Donor Day. He expressed his hope that the occasion will raise awareness of the need for regular blood donation to ensure the availability of quality blood for people in need of it. The Governor complimented all the blood donors of Arunachal Pradesh on the special occasion for their precious gift of blood to the blood-needy people. Governor also urged every able-bodied person with the permissible age and health limits to donate blood. The Department of Horticulture, Papumpare District, conducted one-month training program on flower arrangements, bouquet, flower vase making, etc. for the inmates of District Jail Juli from 13th May till 13th of this month. Other modernization of prisons project, a MHA, Government of India sponsored scheme. The basic objective of the training was to impart skill development as well as reformation and rehabilitation of the inmates. The training covered both theoretical and practical sessions on various styles and methods of flower arrangements, different types of bouquet and flower vase making, as well as the various cultivation aspects of important ornamental crops. Altogether, 32 numbers of inmates attended and successfully completed the training program. Among the 8 members of Indian karate team, Johnny Mankia, Abab Sangdo and Mesom Singhi from Arunachal Pradesh will participate in the BRICS Games scheduled to be held in Kazan, Russia from today till the 23rd of this month. The centre today told the Supreme Court that the decision to give grace marks to 1,563 NEET UG 2024 candidates for admission to MBBS, BDS and other courses has been cancelled. A vacation bench of Justices Vikram Nath and Sandeep Mehta was told by the Council for the Centre and the National Testing Agency that the students who were given grace marks will be given an option to reappear for the retest likely to be held on 23rd June. The Council representing NTA said that the counselling schedule announced earlier will not be disturbed since the results of the retest would be declared by June 30. Also, the government yesterday said that no evidence of question paper leak has been found in the National Eligibility Cum Entrance Test Undergraduate 2024 examination and also refuted allegations of any corruption in the exam. Ministry of Education Dharmendra Pradhan gave assurance to the parents and students that the centre is committed in providing justice. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.